Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. You know, we are fueled by fan brags around here.
Yes, you can fan brag every day.
Indeed, and use that hashtag fan brag. You can dial 855-FANBRAG. There's so many different ways to say nice things about other people in business. And we just received a very nice fan brag by text message. You can use the app in order to send a text message. When you do that, it does not tell us who it is unless you put your name in there. And so this is an anonymous fan brag.
So if this is your fan brag, come forward so we can promote you on the radio as well.
Absolutely. This is very nice. It says, a big fan brag goes out to Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer of Experience Pros for the passionate work that they do in to work in promoting small business owners and the care that they take in giving us all in the Experience Pros a voice on the radio. Both of these professionals truly cared to see business owners succeed. We were able to do that with their help, and we appreciate them.
Aww.
So thank you, whoever you are. We are so grateful for that. And if you call us 855-FANBRAG, we'll talk about it on the radio. In fact, if you're listening now, call now. And we'll put you in and we'll chat with you on the radio about who you are, what your business is as well.
Yeah, we want to promote you.
Put your words where your money is, and we'll say nice things about you.
Nice.
All right, guess what time it is? It's time for You Choose the News. It's the top of the hour news show that probably isn't going to win us any kind of awards. But we have a little bit of fun from time to time. And all kinds of news stories today. Here are three. Essay contest, flying umbrellas, or Zika.
How about flying umbrellas?
Flying umbrellas. You ever been hanging out and, you know, you're in a windstorm or a rainstorm and the umbrella kind of turns itself inside out because the wind got underneath it and whatnot.
Yes.
That's not happened here. Lottie Belk, a Virginia Beach woman, died after a wind-flung beach umbrella stabbed her in the chest.
What?
Yeah. She was as a celebratory day at the beach turned to tragedy after a woman was killed Wednesday when a beach umbrella blew out of the sand and stabbed her in the chest.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. It is very sad.
How strong? I mean, the wind, obviously, incredible force to pull it out of.
55.
And then to thrust it.
Yeah. 55 or 56 years old. Couldn't get the news stations to agree. Lottie Michelle Belk was lounging along off the shore of 33rd Street in Virginia Beach, Virginia, when an anchored umbrella was swept up by a gust and blown in her direction, impaling her. Virginia police say they received a call just after 5 p.m. of a woman in cardiac arrest. When the rescuers arrived on the scene, they found Belk suffering from the umbrella injury. She was taken to a local hospital where she died.
That's awful.
Wind gusts in the area where Belk was killed were said to be between 20 and 25 miles an hour, which means it's not all that much. I mean, we deal with winds much in excess of 20 or 25 miles an hour on a regular basis. Folks,
yeah,
if you've got your well, if you've got your beach umbrellas out there, and this man, you know, if you're at the lake, wherever, make sure they're really well anchored, because it's a freak accident,
right?
But my goodness, what a sad story! Right? All right, Zika or essay contest?
Essay contest.
This out of Vermont, a Vermont newspaper is having an essay contest. You know what the prize is? The Vermont newspaper.
What?
Uh-huh. The contest winner will assume ownership of the Hardwick Gazette, the historic Main Street building where the newspaper has been published for 100 years, and the equipment and proprietary materials necessary to operate the business.
Really? An essay? I could write an essay and win the whole newspaper. Yeah. I could take over the newspaper? I don't know.
Now, get this. And this may throw you for a loop. It's a different person. It's real, says Ross Connolly, the editor and publisher of Hardwick Vermont Weekly. He hasn't gotten any entries yet since the release
then
just went out.
You start thinking about who really wants to own a paper.
Well,
and do I really want that to be me?
Well,
and take
and
that
not only that,
on.
But there's an entry an entry fee. The cost to enter the contest is $175. Okay, guidelines are this: 400 words.
That's it.
About the entrance
That's
skills
it?
And vision for owning a paid weekly newspaper.
When's the last time you wrote anything that was 400 words? I mean, that's like an email.
It is like an email. 400 words about the entrance skills and vision for owning a paid weekly newspaper in the new millennium. From the press release, it says this: we want to hear from people who can hold up a mirror in which local citizens can see themselves and gain insights into the lives within their communities. We want to hear from the people with a passion for local stories that are important even in the absence of scandal and sensationalism. We want to hear from people who recognize social media is not the same as a local newspaper. The winner of this contest will demonstrate this is a business that employs local people, keeps the money we earn in the communities we cover, and that is here week after week because people who live here are important. Mr. Connolly, who turned 71 on Saturday, bought the paper with his wife in 1986. She passed away 4 years ago, running the weekly paper by himself. Just isn't the same, either emotionally or financially, as it was with his partner. So, yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to write an article?
You know, at first I thought it would be kind of cool.
You got to move to Vermont.
But
Vermont.
Then I thought, I don't want to take over somebody else's. No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Because if you do, I've got $175.
You'll send me away for $175?
I'll give you. I'm not going to send you away because I don't think you're going to win.
Why would I? What do you mean I wouldn't be a good?
You're a great writer.
Why wouldn't I win?
Because you would have to move.
But I could win.
To Vermont.
And then I could turn down the prize.
No, you're not going to do that.
But he doesn't know I'm not going to move.
He does.
I might want to move.
Angel Tussie from
I could move.
Colorado.
I could move.
You could, but you won't.
Not to Vermont.
Nope.
No. My next purchase.
Where there's water.
Yeah, I want to see water.
I want you to stop talking about that because I have a good 10 more years invested in this.
I didn't say it was anytime soon.
Okie dokie.
And I've been in my house 16 years. I'm not in a rush.
All right.
I'm just thinking that if I do move, my view is not going to be of the suburban street next to me.
Beware of sharp things.
Umbrellas flying on the beach.
Or needles. A U.S. researcher accidentally infected herself with the Zika virus. Now, she has since recovered and returned to work, but the University of Pittsburgh says one of its researchers became infected with the Zika virus in a lab accident. Scientists accidentally stuck herself with a needle last month during a Zika experiment. She developed Zika symptoms last week, and the lab test confirmed the infection. Pittsburgh officials on the University of Pittsburgh officials on Thursday said that the researcher has recovered and has returned to work. This is a public service announcement. The virus is spread mainly through the bite of a tropical mosquito, causes only a mild and brief illness at worst in most people, but it can cause fetal deaths and severe birth defects in the children of women infected during pregnancy. Nearly 700 infections have been reported in 50 states, all of whom have traveled abroad or had sex with someone who did. So, you know, that's right out of the headlines, and who knows what's going to happen in Brazil. And then a bonus story.
A bonus story.
Bonus story. A Boston man has committed to never telling a lie again. Ever.
Ever.
I think he just told one with that commitment. But we'll see.
Well, no, the commitment is a commitment. The commitment isn't a lie. If you break
it, he intends to break it ever.
He doesn't intend to.
But he's going to because everybody lies.
How often do you lie, do you think?
I don't want to talk about me. Let me read the story.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
We're all polite. It's because we're all polite, isn't it? Right? No, those jeans don't make your butt look bad.
Don't say that stuff. But your eyes. I'm a little more concerned about your eyes. And has to do with the story here. Can you imagine never telling another lie? Up until 6 months ago, Keith Frankel, a product design executive at Boston education software startup Firecracker, was no different than the rest of us. We lie on a daily basis, and he was fully aware of it. He admits to being aware of his ability to lie both persuasively and effectively, and that his skills only got better with age. He didn't really see the harm in lying at first, especially since his little white lies didn't have any really disastrous consequences. One day, somebody said, how do you feel about my beard? And he says, you know, I'm really not concerned about your beard. It's your eyes I'm worried about. Sure enough, he had retinal detachment, the man asking about the beard, and appreciated the honesty. They're now BFFs. Don't go anywhere, folks. More positive business talk. No lies. Maybe after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do appreciate you for tuning in. Thank you so very much. We're about to share with you an article that is written by a dear friend of ours and of the show, Dr. Ivan Meisner. You know him. He's the founder of the world's largest networking group, BNI, and he is also the man who named us the most positive business talk show in America.
Right. Yeah, Dr. Ivan Meisner, if you've been at all in any networking group, done any networking to grow your business, you've probably participated in a BNI either as a member or as a guest at some point. And so you probably are familiar with the whole idea of referral-based marketing, right? Getting other people to refer business to you. Just because you've met somebody, just because you've given them your business card does not mean that they're going to tell anybody else about you. And even if they've done business with you in the past, a lot of times we think, well, if I do a good job, I'll get their referral business. And even still, most of the time, that's not true. One, they're just too busy, right? They're not thinking about you. Maybe your business wasn't really all that memorable, so I'm not talking about you at all. And, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, right, why we don't refer other people. And then even once we do, you know, what's the story that's being told? We have no control over that message.
I like either. Control.
All right. How about this one? Dr. Ivan Meisner starts out. He says, wow, your baby sure is ugly.
Oh, what?
When was the last time you heard somebody say anything like
never.
That out loud, right?
Never.
How about this one? Your clothing, your marketing message, your overall business plan is ugly.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
No.
No. Of course not, right? We occasionally think this, he says, about the people we meet, like, you know, that person wearing an ill-fitting suit. The HVAC guy who looks like he slept in his uniform. You know, people who don't look like they've ever looked in a mirror. It's been really long since they've looked in a mirror. And we don't say it out loud, but we think it.
Oh, dirty thoughts.
Right. And if we're thinking it.
Why?
If we're thinking it.
Yeah.
How often do you think those thoughts come into our head when we go to talk about you? Mm. And if we're thinking those thoughts, then that's going to control whether or not we share anything out about you. So are you worth the referral? Dr. Ivan Meisner wants to know.
It's a great question. And what does it mean to be worth the referral? I often think that to sit here in this seat, here on the Experience Pros Radio Show, to help, just to stand next to you and help small businesses accomplish what they're trying to do is quite possibly the highest calling I can think of. And, aside from my spiritual connection, I just think that, what does it mean to be worth that referral? And are you good for it all the time?
Well, he says, I've seen thousands of people join networking groups and focus heavily on building their network, but they forget to take a hard look at themselves. So here are some ways to sharpen your image, therefore increasing your referability, according to BNI mogul Dr. Ivan Meiser.
Going to sharpen my image.
Right. So there's a magazine or a catalog, right?
There is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Define your emotional charged connection. Okay, so if you're asked repeatedly, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
Do you respond with several different variations of the answer?
I'm starting a revolution in how people treat people in business.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that, right?
Nope.
He says human beings are creatures of habits, but somehow that doesn't apply to your marketing message. He said your emotional charged connection, your ECC,
okay,
should be scripted, and it should make you stand out. The combination will have lasting impressions on others, and more importantly, it's repeatable. And so he thinks you should have it pre-scripted. You know exactly what you're going to say no matter who asks you.
Okay.
So he has an example. I help small business owners and entrepreneurs get more base hits and home runs for their business. Now, it's Dr. Ivan Meisner,
right.
So I don't want to critique at all.
We do things a little differently.
Right, exactly. But when I think about when you tell people and you're trying to create a connection, you know, how you help and what problem you solve for absolutely needs to come into play.
Clearly.
This one seems a little vague to me. Small business owners, who's that? Yeah. Entrepreneurs, aren't we all? Get more base hits and home runs for their business.
That's an analogy that only means something to somebody who likes baseball.
Right? Yeah. And it's a fish hook that you're trying to bait me in with. And I don't like to bite when those kinds of things happen.
It's funny because there's a school of thought in how to introduce yourself that says start with a question. You know, if somebody says, what do you do? You post a question to bait the listener to say, oh, really? How do you do that?
Yeah, it doesn't work, right? We don't want to be baited. But if you tell me, and I don't know what this person does, but if you tell me, I help make you visible. I help struggling entrepreneurs who... You know, I help people think of you first. You know, struggling entrepreneur. I don't know. It's not going to roll off my tongue right now.
Sure.
But tell me what you're solving for me, and make it interesting. If I feel baited, I'm not gonna hit you. Next thing he says is walk your talk. Do what you say in less time than you promise. Be on time for meetings. Don't check your phone while others are talking to you. And if it's a temptation, leave it in the car. If you're not going to do something, don't say you will. Follow up on everything with everyone. He says, what you do thunders so loudly above your head that I cannot hear the words you speak.
Yeah.
And he's right. Actions, actions, actions.
Agreed.
If you're all talk, no action, we won't fall for that more than once.
No, but Toby will write a song.
Dress for success, he says. And this is, you know, big piece of how he started this article, right?
You said dress for success, and I looked down. I got the gun show going on because I'm getting ready to go work out, and I was wearing my jacket. I normally like to be a little more modest on the video camera.
He lied.
No, I don't lie, and you know it's true. But it is scorching in the studio.
It's scorching in the studio. I have a jacket on.
Yeah, you always have a jacket on. And I was sweltering, and so dress for success.
Toasty?
Yeah, I'm dressing for working out.
Well, you know, dress, you know, and, you know, the idea is if you're a mechanic, it's not necessary for you to wear a 3-piece suit,
sure.
Right? You know, dress for your position. However, if you are in uniform,
yes.
You know, your uniform of your job, make sure it's clean. Make sure it's pressed.
Please.
Make sure it's clean.
Please.
Make sure there's no tears. And I saw somebody the other day walk in. He's a landscaper. And he had these tears in the sleeve of his shirt. I mean, obviously, he works outside. He works
sure.
out, right? And so it makes sense. But I'm thinking, how long has that been torn?
Right.
Are you just not going to ever replace that shirt?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if it tore today, okay. But I don't know that.
You don't know that.
Right?
Do you remember the first day I wore my, I bought an $80 shirt, and it was just, oh, my gosh, it was a really nice shirt. And I walked into the studio, and back in the other studio, they had mirrors that were actually sharp-edged letters.
Like the letters on the wall.
And it just shredded my shirt.
Didn't you shred, like, three different shirts against the same
letter.
Space, right?
Yeah.
You'd think he would have learned his lesson. Yeah. But whatever you wear, make sure that you wear it well, that it fits you nicely, that it's clean, that it's tailored, that there's no tears in it, and that it represents... It represents who you're selling to.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then he says, be self-aware. And also then, actually, he talks about a professional social media presence as well.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe in our last segment, we'll come back and revisit that. We got to take a quick time out, but we'll be back right after these messages with a great guest. You're going to love it. Experience Pros Radio Show.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, exhale. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten-free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code PENNY. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilley.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilley.com. Order today.
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-643-4029 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-643-4029 to take your call now. Call 800-643-4029. That's 800-643-4029. Again, 800-643-4029.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America, and we are here to help you get your business right. Remember years ago, we had a conversation with a young man who was a copywriter, and he looked me square in the eye, and he says, brands and branding are dead.
I remember him saying that.
You're like, what?
I remember him saying that.
What?
Randy was kind of on a soapbox to change everything. But, you know, and when we talk about branding, I think it's still a lot of companies are really confused about what that means.
Or how to do it.
And how to do it. And, of course, it's a pretty noisy, fast-paced world. And how do we stand out? Well, according to our expert guests, what's needed is a consistent and genuine message that communicates the company's core values, beliefs, and purpose, and in short, a brand.
Yes.
In their new book, Stand Out, Tools to Master the 8 Fundamentals of Standing Out in Business, identical twin sisters Winnie Hart and Lori Lee draw on more than 2 decades of marketing experience to introduce and share the model that they've developed that help companies do just that, stand out. It will equip CEOs, chief marketing officers, and chief strategy officers with tools and resources to help their businesses define what it is, clarify how it represents itself to its prospects, and align these practical ways to achieve specific, measurable goals. With us today is Winnie Hart, co-author of Stand Out. Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thanks, Angela. Eric, it's great to be here.
Hey, Winnie, very nice to have you along with us. Branding is not dead, but we need a brand traffic controller in order to stand out, take off, and stay on course. So let's talk about this. You recommend or have experienced the brand positioning assessment tell our listeners what that is, please.
So the brand positioning assessment is really trying to understand where your brand sits compared to the competition. Because it's, like you said before earlier, it's a very, very crowded marketplace, and it's really, really becoming harder and harder to stand out. So you need to understand where you stand before you begin to stand out.
Oh, I like the way you said that. You got to know where you stand before you can begin to stand out. What are some things we should be looking for in the marketplace? Is it just within our industry, or are we assessing, you know, everybody?
Well, to the consumer, it's confusing. And not only are they comparing you to, you know, your competitors, they're comparing you to all the other messages that they're receiving every day. New York Times says it's between somewhere, I don't know, 5,000 to 20,000 messages. And the reality is it's not just that. It's all of the things that we're thinking about when we're looking at these brands, right? We're distracted.
Yeah. You know, Winnie, if Coca-Cola wants you to see their brand and imaging 358 times in a single day, what does it mean to the small business owner? We don't have the buying power. We don't have the ability to get out there that many times on a daily basis. Or do we? Or is there a nuance that small business has that big business can't replicate?
Well, I think, Eric, social media has really evened out the playing field, because a small business that really gets that messaging right, you were talking about earlier, and really communicates clearly what their distinct advantage is, can really compete with the big boys. Because really people are out there looking in places that are much more affordable and accessible to small businesses.
So social media levels the playing field.
Does.
All right.
You know, and we've seen that and we've heard that. We can represent ourselves online. A lot, you know, people, that's where they're looking for us, right, is online. They're on their smartphones. And so how we stand out online has a big impression on our consumers. You say there are a few fundamentals. You say there are eight fundamentals that allow companies to stand out, to be remembered, and also to help them become a trusted and preferred choice for customers and prospects. Winnie, we probably won't be able to get through all eight, but let's start with maybe some of your favorites when it comes to some of these fundamentals, and we'll make sure that our listeners pick up a copy of the book, Stand Out. What's your favorite one of all the fundamentals of the eight of them that you think is either your favorite or most overlooked by companies?
Well, I've got two favorites. One is reputation, because I believe, Angel, that reputation is really the new currency, because, you know, reputation is who we are. It's who we are as brands, and our reputation is at stake. And I think it's very, very critical for brands to maintain and to understand what their reputation is in the marketplace. But my favorite fundamental is distinction. And distinction is really where, and there's a really great tool in the book. It's called the Distinct Advantage. And it's where it's a tool where you assess kind of what you offer, what your clients or prospects are looking for. And you look at where those two things overlap, where your competitors won't, can't, and don't. And it's a really, really powerful tool. And it really gets you to a place that you really probably haven't ever discovered before.
You know, we love that. What you call distinction, we call differentiation in many ways. And I love that, you know, where your competitors can't, won't, or don't. Let me go revisit that reputation for just a moment, because you say it's essential for the business owners to not only be aware of their reputation, but the reputations of their top competitors. What value does knowing and being aware of the competition's reputation have to the local business owner?
Well, because that's how we make decisions. You know, that's how the consumer trusts us, right, through our reputation. And I think you look at tools out there like Yelp that can put businesses out of business in 30 days, you know, so that our reputation's at stake. And why it's important to understand the reputation of your competitors is because all of that data is out there for us today to use and leverage in marketing our own products and services, because we're always being compared to someone else. And I mean, I feel like I'm an expert at that, being compared to my identical twin my entire life. So I understand what it means to really hold that reputation very, very carefully and to monitor it.
It is. And we're seeing the value just continue to increase as consumers have seen how powerful their voice is about brands. And, you know, and that's, we've seen them wield that power even and sometimes in a very poor way. Right. They don't even realize how hard a company has worked and what they've been working for and how quickly their comments can just tear them down. So a reputation is huge. You said you had a second favorite as well, Winnie.
Oh, she was talking about distinction, right?
Yeah, distinction. You know, it's funny that, Angel, when you talk about how important it is, I really think about, we always used to think of reputation as like the big elephant in the room, right?
Right.
But now it's like the big elephant on a tightrope. And if there's anything that I can engage brands to really understand is how they're perceived in the marketplace, to make sure it's really who they are. Because sometimes if you don't tell your story correctly, other people will tell it for you.
Yes.
And so it's really important to know what people are saying out there about you.
Perhaps our final question for you today is this. Talk about the value of authenticity in our messaging.
Well, the challenge with authenticity is it actually aligns perfectly with reputation, Eric, because if you're not using words that are consistent, true, and genuine, and that communicate your value proposition, then, again, people are going to tell that story for you. So it's very, very important that not only you understand clearly what that is, that everyone inside your company and everyone that touches your company says the same thing in the same way. And there's a couple of tools in the book. One of them is an elevator speech tool that I think is really effective, because it's really important that everyone say the same things about your company, but they have to be true.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The book is Stand Out. Winnie wrote it with her twin sister, Lori, Tools to Master the Eight Fundamentals of Standing Out in Business. Of course, we only covered a couple of them here today. Some great tools that you need to align your company's core values, beliefs, and a purpose. And Winnie, congratulations to you working so closely with your sister. I have twin daughters who we'll probably end up working together as well. So I love that side of your story as well. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you, Angel. I'll get a book to them.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Kind.
And again, thank you so much for what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
It's right in line with what we talk about here on the Experience Pros Radio Show every single day. So we'd love to have you back.
I'm back. Just call me. Thank you, guys. Right. Bye, Angel. Bye, Eric.
All right. Have a great day. Folks, Winnie there, the book again, Stand Out. We appreciate her and her contribution to this. So check this out. In New York City.
Yes.
Bad people, thieves, are dressing as employees of Apple stores.
Why?
To steal Apple products.
What, are they just going around randomly on the street stealing people's stuff? Hey, I work for Apple. Let me see your phone.
They walk into the Apple store, blend in perfectly because they're wearing a blue, light blue Apple emblazoned
T-shirt. Aren't they greeted
t-shirt.
By a current Apple employee?
They should be, but sometimes, you know, it gets busy.
Oh, and they sneak in?
It's the concrete jungle,
and
you
blend,
know. They blend,
and
they
steal.
Grab,
oh.
And then they run.
Yeah, I thought they were, like, borrowing it on the subway. Hey. Yeah. Let me check that for you.
Yeah, right. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just on the other side. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Markets are open, and you're probably making money. You're welcome.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You know, we're not just making it up when we say we'll interact with you live on the show, and I'll prove it. We've got Ed on the phone. Ed, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Very nice to have you call in, Ed. Now, it's my understanding that you have a fan bragging story for us?
I definitely do. I trade at Discount Tire, and I don't know where they're all available, but they're all over Texas. And every time I have a problem with the tire, a nail or anything like that, I take it in, I get a free repair. They keep track of me and remind me to rotate my tires, which makes them last longer. And they're great record keepers. Whenever I go in, they've got a concise record of all my vehicles, and they know exactly what I need. So it's pretty astounding they can do all those things for free.
Right.
And then they have competitive prices when I replace my tires. So hats off to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
My bragging story.
It is
a fan bragging worthy story, Ed. Discount Tire, of course, corporate headquarters out of Scottsdale, Arizona, and all over a national presence. Just check them out at discounttire.com. That's discounttire.com. I got my tires.
Well, you know what, and Ed, your experiences. They are excellent record keepers. They can tell you when to rotate your tires, which does make a huge difference. Something we often forget to do. But part of the service and part of what makes them able to be, I think, so valuable to you is you're also loyal to them. And so it's kind of created this synergy, this two-way street that I'm going to get great customer service, but I'm also going to be a great customer as well and continue to come here and do business. So do you have the location of a Discount Tire that is your favorite, or can you go to any Discount Tire because you're in their system?
Well, you can go to any Discount Tire. I do have a favorite store, which is the one nearest my home.
Please, go ahead.
It's on Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington, Texas.
Green Oaks Boulevard. I'm pulling them up right now. Got it. Here it is. Discount Tire, 1375 Northeast Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington, 76006. You can give them a call. They are open right now, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. In the local time, which is Central Time Zone, 817-548-1820. Again, 817-548-1820. Ed, you know how this thing works. You say something nice about somebody else. We call it a fan brag. And now we want to hear about you. What do you do for a living, my friend?
No, I'm an investor. I invest in real estate and media and various things like that, as well as the stock market.
All right.
So, you know, my wife and my whole family always lean in when people ask what I do because it's hard to describe.
They're like, maybe we could get some little tips on how to say this is what he does for a living. Well, do you have any contact information or anything you want to share with our audience?
I don't at this time, but I just appreciate your show and really enjoy the fact that you do have fan bragging. I think that's a great thing, and I think we often forget to brag on things that go well. We're quick to complain, but slow to compliment.
Yeah, you know, it's why we started the whole movement of fan bragging, Ed. And it's one of those things that we try to encourage people. In fact, before we move to our new home network here, and of course, you know, we're across the entire Biz Talk radio network as well. We used to call it Fan Bragging Friday, and we like the alliteration of the two F's on the bookends there. But now it's fan bragging every day, and so we encourage people to pick up the phone just like you did, Ed. Call 855-FANBRAG and say something nice about somebody else in business.
Ed, we really appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're driving safely on those great tires that Discount Tires hooked up for you.
It's great. And I listen to you guys on the BizTalk app.
Oh, you do?
I listen to you. Yeah, I do, right in my car.
We love that. You can download that BizTalk app over at biztalkradio.com. Very, very cool. Ed, thanks again, man. We really appreciate your call.
You guys have a great weekend.
You betcha. I like hearing from him.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah,
we love those
nice
fan brags. Of course, doing that every day. Lots of fun ways to listen to the Experience Pros Radio Show, of course, on your local dial. But
tell people, you have to work hard not to find us.
Right?
If you type in Experience Pros into the Google,
you're going to find us, right? And the BizTalk app as well.
You betcha.
So thank you so much for that. So, Eric, you know, you get a little frustrated, I know, when people are sending tweets and texting messages and they don't
like
put the vowels.
Oh, you mean adults who use text Ebonics from the eighth grade? Yes, wind me up. Go ahead.
I was just making a comment that you don't like it when they forget the vowels.
Yeah.
Well, how would you like it if they started adding emojis into their marketing?
Emojis are cool.
Why are emojis okay, but no vowels are not?
Because they're so cute and adorable.
They're so cute and adorable.
I use emojis on occasion.
Well, emojis are now the new awesome thing. The Sum of Media asked and delivered to consumers on mobile devices. They're just saying that you know, kind of how that picture's worth a thousand words.
Yes.
Emojis.
They are.
Are now the thing. We've been using them for years. And now they're going to be a great way to cut through the massive volume of information people are consuming, and now you're going to start seeing them in marketing.
I wonder how many people, when emojis were created, and the company that has emojis on my phone created that app for the very first time, I wonder if they had any idea that they were going to change the way that we communicate. But I find myself on my computer when I'm typing in Facebook, I don't have a way to get that little emoji
I'm looking for. Right?
I'm like, I need an emoji for what I want to do.
We need the emojis, right? So. Well, they are actually, we've got now emoji has their own day. July 17th is emoji day.
Last week, I gave a story in the news about a town that had the poop emoji.
I know, the little poop head. Poop with eyeballs.
Seven foot poop. It was stolen.
No,
the inflatable
little poop to remind people to pick up after their dog.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
It's been stolen?
The big pile of poop has been stolen.
So somebody's got a big pile of poop.
Somebody picked up after the city.
Right. Clean up after yourself, mm-hmm. City. All right, well, the top emojis used on Twitter.
Smiley.
Is the little smiley, the crying happy emoji for joy.
How about the thumbs up?
I don't see it.
I use it all the time.
You do use it all the time.
It's the end of the sentence.
I know.
It's the end of the conversation.
I remember
you can't be angry with me about this because you don't respond.
I know. I don't know what to do with that one.
You just stop talking.
You're like, I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
And then it's like, okay, conversation over.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. Conversation is over.
It is a conversation.
But you would do the same thing, but you just wouldn't use any emoji. You wouldn't use any conversation. It would just be out there and hanging.
It can't just be hanging. You end it. All right, well,
we have
time to consider emojis.
Hey, guys,
marketing.
This is the gateway to a great weekend. Do enjoy it. We'll be back on Monday. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.